PCS is once again offering its software web and apps development course. Software development was rated as the number 2 best tech job by the U.S. News and World Report. PCS employs a dedicated recruiter for the course graduates. Many of PCS's software course graduates have gotten excellent jobs in the field. In anticipation of the upcoming class, PCS spoke with Avi Singer, CEO and founder of ShowedMe, about the programming field. Hello, Avi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be part of this.
Okay, what does the job description and salary potential look like for software developers?
Well, what's really nice about the software development field is that there are so many great areas in software development. I think we use that as an umbrella term, but I know from my experience working for technology companies and now having my own company, there are so many different areas, design, front-end development, back-end development, databases, working on things like video, working on things like chat, working on things the communications and collaboration. So there really are a lot of different areas, and that's why I think not only is the job market an excellent job market with so many great opportunities, but it's also a great field to get into because of all the opportunities that are out there. At the same time, despite the fact that there's just so many job openings out there, there are simply not enough developers currently in the market to fill all these positions. And that's why the compensation right now for software developers is really excellent. It's really fantastic. We're seeing developers right out of school who are earning really significant salaries, very quickly moving up the ladder in terms of compensation by developing their skills further and becoming senior developers, managing other developers, learning very specific coding languages. So the job prospects are great. The job opportunities are fantastic. And I think the compensation is really excellent and just will continue to go in that direction as software and software development continue to be a primary focus of most companies.
For whom would you recommend this field?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, I don't think software development is for everybody. I think it's important that people understand what it entails and it involves. It definitely involves a lot of problem solving, math skills, or being able to really have some visualization skills as well. I think it's worthwhile definitely to explore the field, but I think it's also worthwhile to explore different assessments and quizzes and things like that people can take to see if software development is the right field for them. Again, because, as I mentioned before, because of the numerous types of software development roles, it's not as if it's just one size fits all and there's one kind of person who could be a software developer. Again, there's design, there's back-end, there's front-end, there's so many different things. So it's definitely worthwhile to explore it to see if it's for a person, but it's certainly for people who are inclined towards math, problem-solving, and things like that.
For those that do feel that they're cut out for this field, what training is necessary for a developer's success?
That's great. The interesting thing about software development is it's a hot field and things keep evolving. So training is ongoing. I think it's key to get a fundamental background and understanding of the theoretical side of software development. So, going to various programs and boot camps is really critical just to learn, what is software development? How does code turn into a product, turn into a service? So I think it's really important that people get that foundation. And then, in addition, it's really important that people keep developing their skills. As I mentioned before, there's a lot of coding languages out there. It's really important to stay on top of that. Many of them can be learned online and through practice, and people need to stay on top and be aware of that. What's also really important are internships, as well as the first job somebody gets. So in school, you'll learn a lot. You'll learn a lot about the theories of software development. You'll learn some coding languages. You'll learn how to do things. What's important then is to learn, what to do, right? So how does a software process work? What is the cycle, a life cycle of product development look like? So really important for graduates to get good internships in good companies that have employees who are willing to teach, willing to guide, or willing to mentor, as well as always continue to develop their own skill set.
Please tell us about your experience of hiring PCS graduates.
Yeah, we've had a lot of, Baruch Hashem has had a lot of great success with BCS graduates. I believe we've had 8 or 9 go through our organization at various times. We currently have 4 working for us in various roles. We find that they tend to come with really solid fundamentals in terms of understanding software and software development. In addition, they have sort of that mindset of wanting to learn more and really, being willing to be mentored and taught and, take part in a lot of what's going on within our organization. And that's why I think we've had a lot of success, not only with interns from PCS, but interns from other colleges as well. And we, we get a lot out of them. So many of our interns have moved on and now have, senior roles within our organization as developers. And, hope to continue to hire PCS graduates in the future and hire them as interns and full-time employees eventually. And it's been a great relationship for us, and we look forward to continuing in the future.
Thank you so much, Avi. For more information about the course, call 732-905-9700, extension 610.